Bipartisan lawmakers move to rein in mass surveillance. Stop government from circumventing Fourth Amendment. By Sean Moran on July 5, 2023. Reps. Warren Davidson, RO, and Sarah Jacobs, DCA, introduced an amendment that would bar the federal government from buying Americans' private information, which privacy advocates say is a run around the Fourth Amendment. Davidson and Jacobs hope the attachment to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, a must-pass spending bill. The amendment has garnered an increasing amount of support. Warrantless mass surveillance infringes the constitutionally protected right to privacy, Davidson said. The amendment, he says, is aimed chiefly at preventing the government from circumventing the Fourth Amendment by purchasing your location data, browsing history, or what you look at online. Our search/browsing history and location data should be off-limits to the government, but it's not, Jacobs wrote. That's why I'm proud to work with Warren Davidson to rein in mass surveillance and stop warrantless searches and seizures of our private information. Jacobs and Davidson proposed the amendment after an Office of the Director of National Intelligence report found that intelligence and law enforcement agencies have bought data on Americans. Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, told Breitbart News that this practice is a deliberate run around constitutional protections against warrantless searches. The Davidson-Jacobs amendment would bar law enforcement agencies from exchanging anything of value for information that would require a warrant, court order, or subpoena. This would include web browsing and internet search data, location data, and other information derived from cell phones. Reps. Nancy Mace, RSC, Kelly Armstrong, RND, Ben Klein, RVA, Pramila Jayapal, DWE, Zoe Lofgren, DCA, and Veronica Escobar, DTX, had backed the amendment. Jacobs and Davidson last year proposed an amendment that would force the U.S. military to disclose how often it purchases American cell phone and web browsing data. It was not included in last year's NDA. During a hearing in March, Klein pressed Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz over the FBI's purchase of American geolocation data. He asked if other parts of the Justice Department are engaging in this practice. Klein then pressed Attorney General Merrick Garland during a House Appropriations Committee hearing over this controversy. Klein asked Garland if he agreed with Horowitz that purchasing Americans' private data should not have happened post Carpenter v. United States. Carpenter v. United States was a landmark 2018 Supreme Court ruling that held that the United States government needed a search warrant to track suspects for an extended period from cell phone carriers. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.